All right, if you notice, we're going to be looking at 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9 and 10. I'm reading from the New King James Version. If you don't have that copy of God's Word with you, if you'll look at your life point outline, as I said, that's inside your Sunday bulletin, I went ahead and had the verses printed there for you so that we can all see this and read it together. So let me do this. We're in our series, The Path to Change. And what I want you to realize this morning is that the path to change, this morning we're going to talk about, is the path of God's blessing. God's blessing on your life is a pathway to change. It can absolutely turn your life upside down and make it a real blessing. And so 1 Chronicles 4 and verse 9, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother called his name Jabez, saying, 'Because I bore him in pain.' And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying," now he said four things, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Number two, and that you would enlarge my territory. Number three, that your hand would be with me. Number four, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." Now notice the last part. "And God granted him what he requested." The blessing of God on your life. I want us to think about that this morning. Now, let me just ask this. Have you ever heard somebody say something kind of snarky? I mean, it's like kind of, you know, bite, slice, and everything. But they make it sound innocent at the same time. We do it all the time down here in the South. We use a little term, "bless her heart." You remember that? You know what I'm talking about? And so, let me give you a couple examples. All right? "Look at that outfit. Bless her heart. She thought when she left home this morning, she looked good. Look at that poor guy trying to jog around that track. Bless his heart. His rear end's just dragging a trail." Isn't that sad? But you see, I made it sound not so bad because I added into it, "bless her heart. God love them." Now, if I had been either one of those people and I had heard them say that, I would not think I was being blessed, you know, by them. I mean, but what they said, they just were snarky. They were just, you say, is that a word? It is. It's a real word. I just made it up. And so the point is that the message today is an insight that God is just wanting you and I to have in our heart as his kids. And what God is saying is this: there is a blessing of God that is available to any and every born-again man or woman, but, God says, we have to be blessable. God has to be able to bless us. Now, in the spring of 2000, Bruce Wilkinson wrote a book that many of you probably remember. It's entitled The Prayer of Jabez. All right, it was going over this very passage. It sold in the millions. It was at the top of the seller list in Amazon and U.S. Today on their bestseller list. And the book was all about teaching us how to pray so that we could get God's blessings on our life. And Jabez prayed a prayer, and his prayer has four distinct things that it asks for. Now, before we dive into this, I want to just kind of lay a little groundwork for you. And I want you to listen to this. If you look back at the verse, just look at your life point outline. Look at the very beginning, what it says. It says, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers." In other words, Jabez was more blessable than his brothers. And so the question that I thought about was, why was that so? What was it that made Jabez blessable? And what I understood is this. Is because when it says he was more honorable, it said that Jabez saw himself as nothing, not necessarily in the eyes of men, But he saw himself as nothing. He saw himself in humility before the God of heaven. And he just comes before God in his need. And when you get to the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26, Paul says, when talking about everybody who's born again, listen to what he said. He said, God has chosen, in other words, God has chosen to bless the foolish of the world, those that the world calls foolish, the weak, the base, the people who are nobody. So I want you to write something down. I didn't put it in your notes, but I want you to write something down on your life point outline. I want you to write this. Jesus was unusually attracted to empty people. If you want to know who the Lord was attracted to, he wasn't attracted to people who would say, I've got so much. Jesus was attracted to people who said, I need so much. I am just lacking in so many areas. Jesus was attracted to people who were considered losers, to people who were considered loners, and the sick and the lame and the weak and the hungry. People who came to Jesus like that, those are the people that our Lord helped. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember the names? Let me give you three names. Ezer, could be Ezer, E-Z-E-R. Koz, K-O-Z. Anub, A-N-U-B. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing those right. Those ring a bell with you? They're in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. When you read through that, you read those names. Those are the kin of Jabez. And all they get is a mention that their name was there. Jabez is mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, because he was more honorable. Jabez was blessable. What was it that made him blessable? That's what grips me on this. Because Jabez, above his whole family, Jabez saw himself. He just said, I am nobody. I am nobody in the eyes of the Almighty. And Father, I am willing to admit it to you. If there is anybody who stands in need of blessing, he said, Father, it's me. And what I want to ask you this morning is, would you with me dare to be a Jabez? That you would dare to be this kind of man, this kind of woman? Because what I want you to understand is, God isn't waiting for you to get it. God isn't waiting for you to get your act together. God isn't waiting for you to have it all together, to know everything and just have everything all figured out. God is waiting for you to come to him with empty hands, that you would come before him and say, Father, oh, that you would bless me and bless me indeed, because I need blessing. Father, I don't have anything. I don't have anything to commend myself to you. I don't have anything that you should be attracted to. God, there is nothing about me. I am nothing without you, because you see, that's Jabez. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. When they were trying to get their act together, when they were trying to be something that everybody would look up to and admire, Jabez says, God, I'm nobody. I am nothing. But oh God, if I have one prayer, my prayer is this, oh, that you would bless me and that you would bless me indeed. And what I want you to know is that prayer gets the attention of God every time. Every time. And what I want to ask this morning is, will we be a fellowship of believers who will pray that prayer? That we will say, oh God, we are nothing on our own. We are nobody. But we are a church family who recognizes our need of you. And our prayer as a church is, oh God, would you bless us and bless us indeed? Would you, God, enlarge our territory? Would you, oh God, would your hand be with us every day of every hour? And oh God, would you please keep us from pain? Keep us from bringing shame to the name of the Lord. I want to tell you something. That's a prayer to pray. That's a prayer to pray. Let me just kind of break this apart for you. Because Jabez asked for four things. And number one, Jabez prayed and he said, Father, I understand heaven trumps earth. Heaven trumps earth. That's why when he prayed, he said, Father, bless me. Why? Because Jabez had a life that from the beginning was difficult. But Jabez's life ended exceedingly well. And it did so because Jabez said, Oh, Father, bless me. You would not have seen him in a high school annual as the guy most likely to succeed. Hardly. His mother. This was a kid who had a difficult life, and it began with his mother. She named him Jabez. Translated, this is my son, pain. Excuse me, what? This is my son. We call him pain. Because every time that I look at him, I just think, dear God in heaven, the day this kid was born, my life has changed, and not for the good. Wouldn't you love a mother like that? Praise God, she was born back then and not now, right? You're like, poor thing. I don't know, maybe he was born breech, you know, and it was just a hard delivery. And in the midst of all that pain, she just said, Jabez. That's just what I'm going to say. You know, maybe he was illegitimate. And every time she looked at him, she thought about the family that had turned against her, the rejection, the shame, and all of that. The point is, Jabez's life is a life of rags to riches. It is a life he began slighted, he began maligned by his family and others. But here's the point, his life ended promoted and blessed. That's what intrigues me. And here's the truth in your outline. How we begin life doesn't have to be how we end. Isn't that good news? Huh? This is where you'd say, yeah, Pastor, it is. Right, yeah. See, the point is that even your life can do an about face. I don't know if there's anybody here who couldn't use an about face in life. Would you agree with that? I mean, we could use an about face. We could use something better. And the about face for Jabez came when he said, Father, I believe you can change the trajectory of my life. I believe you can change it. Because here's the thing that Jabez was having to live with. Look in your outline. The insight. Biblically, in Jabez's time, your name was you. It defined your future. Okay? So it's like being named Jabez meant that he was going to have a life of pain. He was going to have a life of being slighted. A life that people looked down on him. But Jabez, what he simply said was, I reject that tradition. I will not be defined by my name. I will not, Father, I will not live in shame because of how my life began. And so Jabez turned to God. He said, Father, because I believe you can give any life a new beginning. And so what did he say? He said, Father, when he said, oh, that you would bless me and bless me indeed. Jabez was saying, oh, Father, change my life. God, change my destiny. I don't want my life to be my name. I don't want a life of pain. I believe you are able to change the trajectory of my life. That's what he prayed. And here's the truth in your outline. It is right, biblically, it is good to ask God to bless you and change the trajectory of your life for good. God did that in Scripture. You look at the Old Testament, Abram, meaning father of one nation. God changed his name to what? Abraham, the father of many nations. Simon, in the New Testament, the fisherman, became Peter, the apostle. His name was changed by the Lord. And then you've got Saul, the persecutor of the church. He became Paul, the apostle, chief apostle, and the missionary of the church. And so, well, here's what God is saying. If you and I are indeed a follower of the Lord Jesus, if we are truly born again, if I know that I know that you know, you are headed for heaven. Listen, do you understand when you and I get to heaven, God is going to give us a new name. I don't know if you knew that. Let me give you chapter and verse. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, in other words, him who walks with the Lord, him who is consistent in his walk with the Lord because he's truly born again, to him who overcomes this world, I will give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. God says, when you get to heaven, when you come to me, I'm going to rename you. I'm going to give you a name that is going to reflect my plan for you for all eternity. God said, I'm going to give you a name. And that name is going to reflect my vision for you. It's going to reflect what I want to do through you for all eternity. And so here's the insight. Jabez asked God to change the course of his life from a life of pain to a life of blessing. Now let me clarify something. The prayer of Jabez is not about getting more stuff. I just want us to understand that. The truth in your outline, to be blessed by God is to have the Father's supernatural favor, his favor. Just that God's hand is with you. Proverbs 10:22 in the Living Bible says, the Lord's blessing is our greatest wealth. Is it not true? You may not have everything you want, but when you get up every morning and you lay down at night, you know that you know my Father is with me. Is that not good stuff? Huh? God is with me. When I come in, and when I go out, God is with me. Let me tell you something. That is being blessed. That is the blessing of God. That the favor of God is on my life. And when Jabez asked God to bless him, listen, Jabez left what God was going to bless him with. He left where he was going to bless him, when he was going to bless him, and how he was going to bless him in God's hands. All he simply said is, Father, listen, I want what you want. That's what I want. I just want to know you are with me. I want to be blessed. I want the favor of heaven on me as I come in and as I go out. The prayer of Jabez, men and women, is not about asking God for a BMW. It is not about asking God for a seven-figure income. It is asking for the blessing of God. It is asking for what God wants for you, what he would do for you, but he won't do for you until you ask. It is asking for the future for you that God created you to have on this earth. Does that make sense? It is his future for you. Father, bless me. Bless me with your future for me. I want what you want. I want all that you want for me. I want everything. God delights in that. Because God said, I delight to give to you. The truth in your outline, there is a life that invites God's blessing and a life that misses it. And the determiner is if you ask. You have to ask. 1 Chronicles 4:10 again. And Jabez called on the God of Israel and he said, oh, that you would bless me indeed. And in the Hebrew language, that whole context means that at the end of that are about 5 exclamation points. God bless me. I want to know your hand is with me. God wants to do in your life. He has a plan. But there are things he won't do unless you ask. And so I don't know if I agree with that. Maybe you'd like New Testament. You want New Testament on that? James chapter 4, verse 2. You do not have because you do not what? Ask. You don't have because you don't ask. Ask. Father, everything you would give, I want. Father, I want to be blessed by you. I want to come in and I want to go out. I'm not asking for wealth. I'm not asking for anything except what you want for me, but I want what you want for me. That's what I want. Oh, that you would bless me. Then number 2, he said, God, enlarge my reach. enlarge my reach. Oh, that you would enlarge my territory. And let me tell you what he's not asking for. He is not asking, God, give me more land. Lord, give me a bigger ranch. I want a larger house. I want a bigger paycheck. That's not what he's asking for. When he said, enlarge my territory, in the insight in your outline, Jabez wanted more influence and opportunity to make his life count for God. When he said, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, he said, Father, enlarge my ability to be an influencer for you. That's what he was asking for. He said, listen, maybe you're here today, and if you were honest, you would say, Brother John, my heart is that I would say to God, Father, I want my life to be more than about just getting up in the morning, taking a bath, shaving, whatever, going to work, coming home, eating dinner, watching TV, playing golf on Saturdays, or going out in the woods and shooting something. Not that that's not bad, but I want more than that. And if that is your sincere desire, then you can ask him, God, I want to be an influencer for you. Enlarge my influence. Maybe this morning there is a businessman, a businesswoman, and you have a heart that your business, I know that it makes a living for your family. What we do as men and as women in the business world, it makes a living for our family. But there is more than that because we belong to Christ, right? That God, my desire is not, I am not wanting to work primarily to make money and create fame for me. But Father, I pray, I want what I do to make an impact to touch people's lives. I want to touch the business community in Lufkin and Angelina County for Jesus Christ. I'm asking you to enlarge the reach of what I do that I can be able to give back to your expanding world mission. Father, bless me and bless me indeed and enlarge my reach. Enable me to do more for the kingdom than I could imagine I could ever do on my own. If you trace the lives of men and women who are touching the world for Jesus Christ, every one of them are men and women who at one time in their life said, I want to do more for God. I want to do more for the kingdom. And the key to their success is not their brains, it's not their intelligence, it's not their education, it is not what that they were born into money or anything else. It is because of God. God bless them. God uses them. There are so many people that are being blessed by God and are being used by God to touch a lost and dying world. And there are tons of people that are smarter than them. There are tons of people who made better grades in school. There are a bunch of more people who've made more money and have got more ability as far as the world is concerned. But the reason these people are doing all that they're doing is because of the hand of God on them. It's the only way you can explain the influence of their life. Which brings us to the third thing. He said, oh, that you would bless me and bless me indeed, that you would enlarge my territory, that I could expand the influence of you around the world or wherever you want it to go. And oh, God, number three, do not remove your hand from me. God's hand. Oh, that your hand would be with me. He's simply saying, Father, I don't want to go anywhere that the power and the presence of you is not with me. Jabez asked for God to enlarge his opportunity so much that he said, Father, if you ever take your hand off me, I'm done. I'm sunk. I won't be able to do this. I want what you want, and I want your touch on my life, that the only way you can explain it is God. That's what I want. And so here's the insight. You know you've been blessed when you know it's a God thing and not a you thing. And if God leaves, you won't be able to sustain it. I won't be able to keep this up. And here, there are two words in Hebrew for the hand of God. One of them is this. The other one is this. And Jabez said, oh, that your hand would be with me. That your hand of blessing, your hand of unleashed anointing would be with me. Father, that's what I'm asking for. Enlarge my reach and my influence. But, oh God, do not send me anywhere that the providential hand of God will not be with me. I don't want to be out there by myself. Right? Amen? Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4, he said, we're confident because our great trust is in God. It is not that we think we can do anything of lasting value. Our only power and success comes from God. Paul simply said, listen, he said, if you want to know how to explain everything I've been able to do for the kingdom, he said, it's God. He said, if the Father ever left me, I'm done. Right? That's what he said. So if God ever leaves me, I'm done. Which brings you to the fourth thing. So he said, Father, oh, that you would bless me and bless me indeed. That you would enlarge the reach of my influence in the lives of men for the kingdom. And oh God, when you do that, do not remove your hand from me. God, do not take your hand off my life or I'll collapse. And then he said, number four, God, I need your fence. I need your fence. Before he'd say amen, Jabez said, Father, as you give me all of this, oh, dear God, please keep me from evil. Why? So that I don't cause my wife pain. So that I don't cause my children shame. So that I don't bring shame on the church. I don't bring shame on my business. I don't bring shame on the family name. He said, oh God, keep me from evil. And here's what I want you to see in your outline. Here's the truth. Many who do much in the name of God don't fail, they fall. Moral ditches, shattered faith, rank materialism. I think it was 5-8 years ago, I think. I just thought, I can't even remember what the date was. But in this last decade, three of the largest mega churches in Orlando, Florida, lost their pastors. Three largest mega churches in Orlando. Three pastors lost their pulpit because of moral failure. That scares me to death. There is no amount of temptation that Satan cannot put in your path. Better men and women than you and me have fallen. And immorality, unfaithfulness to your wife or your husband, brings a shame that is hard to wash away. And here's the thing in the insight. Success tends to blind people of the constant need for God's protection. God blesses people. He gives them material wealth. They said, oh God, be with me, bless me, favor me. God gives them material wealth, and what do? They don't give more to the kingdom, they give less. They start hoarding. Instead of using it for the kingdom, instead of using it for missions, they start storing it, keeping it to themselves. And Jabez said, oh, that you would keep me from evil. He's not asking God, Lord, help me to stand up when temptation comes. That's not what he's asking. He's saying, Father, don't let it even come to my door. I don't even want it at my door. Oh, God, keep my heart. May I never be lured by the seductive woman. May I never be lured by the guy who is looking for his next girl. May I never be lured by all of that. Oh God, keep me that I will not cause pain to those I love. So let me close with this. Three things. Number one, the prayer of Jabez isn't health and wealth. It's about making an impact for Christ. If I understand it, that's what it's about. Number two, it is not self-centered. We are asking for the blessings of heaven so we can do more, give more, and be more for the kingdom. That's what we're asking for. And number three, Jabez left how, when, and where he was blessed to God. Now, you can ask God for whatever you want, but at the end of it, you always tag on, but Father, whatever you want, your will be done. And I won't accept whatever you have for me. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, would you stand right now? Just stand. Everybody stand to your feet. And I want you to listen to this prayer. And I want you to ask yourself, Father, will I dare to pray this prayer? And I pray that every one of you who name the name of Christ would pray this prayer. This is a prayer I want to pray. And I pray it'll be your heart desire. Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Oh, that you would enlarge my reach of influence for the kingdom's sake. Oh, that your hand would be with me, because I cannot do it without you, oh God. And oh, when you have blessed me, when you have promoted me or used me for your kingdom, when you have raised me up before men who know you not and women who know not the counsel of the Lord. God, when you have raised me up before their eyes, when they look at me as someone who professes to chase after the Holy One, oh God, keep me from evil, that I will not bring you pain, that I will not bring you shame and dishonor the name of the Lord. So God granted him what he requested.